University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks, welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us on this very busy Breaking News Friday. By the way, just checked in with the National Hurricane Center. And you folks down in Florida and also the Carolinas, Georgia too, got to pay real close attention to what's going on out there. That hurricane is, originally they thought it was just going to be a tropical storm, but now it is hurricane strength winds. Is, how do you pronounce this hurricane's name, guys? Isaias?
Isaias.
Isaias.
That's not a joke.
What the hell kind of a name is that?
That's a good question.
It's like the situation with Elon Musk's kid, you know? Apparently you pronounce that as Kyle.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I know he's English is not his first language, and nothing against him for that, but that's not how you spell Kyle.
Isaias.
Isaias is how you say that.
Good Lord. I just thought it was Isaiah and they misspelled it. I had no idea. So anyway, this big old storm, it's already hurricane strength winds, 75 mile an hour maximum sustained winds. So you folks, be real careful out there on the coast. I mean, you, look, you guys have been through this before. You know what to do. We would like to hear from our listeners over at The Talk Station. That's the big radio station along the Outer Banks there. And would love to hear how you guys are doing and any storm preparations. 844-747-8868. Maybe the storm will blow the virus away. I don't know. Who knows? 844-747-8868. I was noticing the track, and it looks like it's going to head right up the eastern seaboard. So you folks in New York City, get ready. And I can tell you this. I was in New York City covering Hurricane Sandy. And that is not a pretty thing. When you, it took them years, years to recover from Hurricane Sandy. So let's see what happens. But be safe out there. You guys know the drill. All right. Look, we had a trivia question, and we're going to go to the phones. We got a lot of other stuff to do, and we're going to get to some of the big stories of the day. But we did want to play a little bit of trivia, and let's go to Rob, who is listening to us on KARN in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Rob. How are you today?
Good, Todd. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. You know, Rob, we're over in Memphis, you guys in Little Rock, and a lot of people think, you know, this far inland, we don't have to worry about the hurricanes. But normally when those suckers come up the Gulf of Mexico, we normally get the tornadoes from those hurricanes.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I don't remember the last name, but we actually could kind of see the arm, the extent, you know, the outer edges of it up here. And I live just north of Little Rock. But, yeah, you could actually see it on the radar, and then you go outside and look, and sure enough, there they were. Yeah. So, yeah, we get hit with that stuff, too, when it comes up the Gulf.
Oh, yeah. And anytime you see that, you know, the projected path, and it's in the Gulf of Mexico, you're like, oh, geez, Aloo.
I get worried because it means I might not be able to golf. That's not good.
It's a rough life you got there, Rob. Rough life.
I tell you, brother.
Well, all right,
I'm
look.
A little bit embarrassed. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm a little bit embarrassed about how much Happy Days trivia I know. I could pretty much answer any question you have, but Richie's friends were Warren Poppy Weber, played by Anson Williams, and Ralph Mouth, played by Donnie Most. See, I told you I knew way too much.
Wow. Wow. That's like, he gets, yeah. Holy cow. You got like three or four. You know what? We are, you know what, Avery, we're going to throw in an extra book there. So we'll do God Bless America and The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again.
Awesome.
Wow, that's pretty good. Now, of course, who was the owner of the diner, the original owner of the diner?
Well, the original owner was Mr. Miyagi.
That's right.
Arnold.
That's right.
Who's that? What's his name? I can't remember his name now, darn it. Anyway, it was Mr. Miyagi. Pat Moriarty.
Pat Moriarty. I knew his first name Moriarty. Was Pat. I couldn't remember the last name. So
yeah, and
Tim
Malott. Al.
That's right. That's right. I remember Al. And of course, that ill-fated spinoff. Was it Joni Loves Chachi?
Joni Loves Chachi. I'm so sad about that.
That was unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
So it just turned into the last season. Just turned into a giant scene. Best.
Well, there is also, you know, if we're talking about trivia and pop culture, Rob, there was a commonly used phrase in today's vernacular that actually came out of a Happy Days episode. Do you remember what that was?
I'm going to guess it was nerd.
It was not nerd. Shockingly, it was not nerd. Commonly used phrase today that was actually that originated on Happy Days.
Oh man, it wasn't like social distancing or cancel culture or anything like that.
Close. You could actually use that phrase when talking about cancel culture and all of that and social distancing. Call screener Avery, you want to take a guess? I bet he doesn't even know what Happy Days is.
I know what Happy Days is. I don't know as much trivia as Rob does, but
we had never seen the Dukes of Hazzard, so you can't blame us for thinking that you might not be familiar with Happy Days.
Touche, but I have seen Happy Days. But I have no idea what phrase. I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember it.
Jump the shark.
Oh.
Oh, because the episode where Fonz jumped the shark on the
Remember that scene. Episode? That's and a lot of people say that's when Happy Days finally just like ended, is when Fonzie jumped over the shark in the motorcycle.
Yeah. Classic.
And that's it. All right. Well, Rob, there you go. Rob, hang tight. We're going to get your info there. But I would say that society has jumped the shark, to be perfectly honest with you. All right. You know, more trivia coming up a little bit later on. Great to have you with us, though. And if you're on the line, hang tight, because we are going to try to give away some more prizes during this hour of the show. By the way, did you see NBA, the National Basketball Association, every player, every coach, every official taking a knee during the national anthem? It just does not stop, folks. It does not stop. Now the NCAA, and by the way, Caleb, I understand finally Southeastern Conference football, we're playing a conference schedule. Is that right?
Yeah, conference-only schedule, which for us here in Georgia means no Georgia-Georgia Tech this year. That's going to be weird.
That is weird, and you think they would make some sort of an exception because, you know, we have those – well, in Tennessee, I'm trying to remember – Tennessee plays University of Memphis, but it's not every year. I don't believe it's every year. But you would think those interstate rivalries, they would let them continue.
Yeah, South Carolina, Clemson aren't playing. Florida's not playing Florida State. Kentucky's not playing Louisville.
That's just weird. And 10 games. And we're going to play the conference. We're going to play the divisional schedule. Is that right?
Division schedule, and they're adding a couple more cross-division games, 10-game conference schedule.
Oh, boy. All right, well, that'll be interesting. But they're also going to give the players the opportunity to put some sort of a social justice message on their uniforms, including where their names normally are. That's going to be hard to say. I mean, let's just say you've got a football team, and half the team has George Floyd's name written on the back of their – I mean, I don't know. That's just going to be difficult for people to follow for the game action.
Statistician's nightmare.
I mean, it makes no sense. But, you know, then again, what does? So there you go. NCAA going full-scale woke. NBA disparaging America. I suspect we're going to see the Major League Baseball just pull the plug. What was it? The St. Louis Cardinals now? I think just they've had people come down with the virus, and they're not playing games. I suspect that's – I mean, what are you guys hearing about the Atlanta Braves?
Nothing's been going wrong with the Braves. The Braves' schedule's still on, still chugging right along. They've won 2 games in a row now.
All right. Go Bravos. Memphis, Tennessee, another crazy story. You know, they're going to the virtual school. And I'm very anxious to get y'all's thoughts on this. So a lot of kids going back to school virtually. And in Memphis, Shelby County, Tennessee, they're giving every child a taxpayer-funded laptop. They're also giving every child taxpayer-funded internet. And I don't know about you. I'd like to go back to school just so I can get the free internet. That's a lot of money every month. But that's not where it stops. So they're going to make the kids stay home. They're going to be doing the online school. But get this. According to the Shelby County Board of Education, the kids are going to have to wear uniforms. Let me say that again. The kids, even though they're learning at home, will have to wear their school uniforms inside their home. So I'm not quite sure. How is this going to work? Are they going to have like monitors? Or are they going to send people out to the individual homes and knock on the door and make sure the kids are wearing, you know, their school clothes instead of pajama pants? I mean, how does that actually work? Makes no sense. So the school, one of the school leaders says, well, wait a second, why are these parents going to have to spend all this money on school uniforms when they're just going to be staying at home? Why can't they just wear, you know, shorts and a T-shirt? Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So there you go. All right. Tyler Perry is coming out, and he has some things to say about the police department. We're going to get into that in just a few moments. Also, a new survey on voter fraud. Monmouth University talking to people in the state of Georgia. We have the results of that poll. We're going to get to that. We also have some more audio from the Obama political rally at the funeral for Congressman John Lewis. So a lot of stuff going on there. And we also have another trivia question. And this one is a doozy. I mean, just a doozy. In what state will you find the largest rubber band ball? You put the little rubber bands together and you make a ball. And so somebody did this, and now it is a world record in the United States of America. What state will you find the largest, according to Guinness, the largest rubber band ball? 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Let's go right to the phones. Tom in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tom, I understand you want to try your hand at the trivia question. And this one is it's a head scratcher. Tom, how's it going today?
I'm doing well. Hope you are good.
I am. Thank you for asking. So we want to know what state is the largest rubber band ball located? What state?
Is it Florida?
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Congratulations. Yes, it is. How did you know that, Tom?
Google.
Well,
I Googled it.
Google really hurts the trivia competitions. You know, it's you can just Google and yeah, that Lauderdale, Florida, Tom, a guy by the name of Joel Wall, created a rubber band ball that weighs a little over 9,000 pounds. That's a lot of rubber bands. Back in 2008. So I guess there's not much else to do down in Florida if you don't live near the beach.
All right.
The ball's called Megaton. Megaton. 6'7". Tom, we're going to put you on hold. Avery's going to get your info. Congratulations. Thanks for playing trivia. Megaton. I like that.
I'm trying to find out how much a standard rubber band weighs. Here's my other quest. Oh, Avery says he's got it.
Yeah, it's 1.09 grams. That is how much a single rubber band weighs.
Well, I have another question, which is once you build it up, the problem with the rubber band ball, whenever I would try to build it as a kid, is eventually it would get too big for the standard rubber bands that you had. So my question is, where do you get these rubber bands once you start getting, 6 feet tall or bigger?
Oh, I got an answer to that as well, because my uncle, he works in a factory where they either produce rubber bands like that are that big, like, you know, that are required for this sort of monstrosity of a rubber band ball to exist, or either they just come off of machines that don't work anymore, essentially. But I'm going to also Google where you can purchase a large rubber band.
We're going to post a picture of this thing on the live show blog in just a few moments so you can see. It's pretty impressive, no doubt about it. I mean, but this is what America is. That's what we do here. I mean, you're not going to find people in Venezuela making the world's largest rubber band ball. They would eat the rubber bands. They got nothing to eat down there. Oh, by the way, Jake writes in from Eastern North Carolina, says, hey, Todd, just wanted to weigh in. He interns at the talk station, but he also works for their small town hardware store. He says, we've had a large run on gas cans, tarps, and batteries, nails, flashlights, sandbags, radios. He says a lot of people are freaking out. Nothing too extreme. He says, we are Eastern North Carolina. And he says, they're ready. So, all right. Well, there you go. Again, I mean, look, you guys on the Gulf Coast, I know the rest of the country just freaks out over this kind of stuff. But, you know, you've been through these before. So hang in there. It's like when I moved to California and went through my first earthquake, I thought it was the end of the world. And people were like still sleeping. You know, like, you know, it's the earth. You know, the earth moves. What are you going to do?
People were just complaining that they dropped their mail on their way back from the mailbox.
Said, what do you mean the earth moves? What? They didn't tell me about that. This information just coming in from Portland, Oregon. This is insane. A day after Oregon Governor Kate Brown said state police would replace federal police to protect the federal courthouse, protesters outside the federal courthouse set ablaze a severed pig's head. On top of the severed pig's head was a police officer's hat, and the severed pig was placed on an American flag. Who does that? What kind of, and again, you've got Barack Hussein Obama at the political rally at Ebenezer Baptist Church with the casket of John Lewis, saying that these are just peaceful protesters. You've got the protesters taking a severed pig's head, putting a cop's hat on it, they put it on an American flag, then they set it on fire. They're having a barbecue right there in front of the federal courthouse. Who does that? So they had that going on. I mean, just days and days and days of protest in Portland. And there is another story. This is coming from television station KOIN in Portland. A judge issued a temporary restraining order against the Portland Police Department's practice of live streaming these protests. So look, the reason why the police have been live streaming these protests, they want everybody to see for themselves what's really going on, because the mainstream media, they refuse to cover this. They believe, like Barack Hussein Obama, that these people are out there just tiptoeing through the tulips and singing Kumbaya. And so the police say, well, that's not the case. Don't take our word for it. Here's the live video. Well, now the ACLU has filed a lawsuit, and a judge has agreed to stop the Portland Police Department from live streaming these protests. This is unbelievable. So now they don't want you, the government, the ACLU, the Democrats, they don't want you to see what's really going on now. So the police department not allowed to video these violent protests. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. I was texting one of the staff about an upcoming guest, and Caleb and Avery, you know, I'm not good with, I mean, it's not that I'm a bad speller, but when I'm writing something, a text message, I'm sort of all thumbs, and it's easy to misspell something.
Oh, yeah.
Fat finger it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, one of our other staff members is also has that problem. So I was trying to get them to reach out to the to book a guest, and they said we will I'll reach out to the show hooker. And I replied, what?
Oh my gosh,
that's gold.
So that's funny. Then there was this long list of back and forths that said, Booker, LOL, Booker, LOL. he says, not hooker. He says, and by the way, our show Booker is not a hooker. Oh. And I said, well, I'm glad you clarify that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Friday, guys. It's yeah. Friday. What are you going
to
do?
See, I'll tell you, because we used to, you know, in doing some of my work here here at WDUN in Gainesville, we have a mall here called Lakeshore Mall, and there have been advertisements in the past where I've had to type Lakeshore Mall. And I don't know if you know this, Todd, but the S and the W are very close to each other, and when typing Lakeshore Mall, that causes some problems.
I can see where that would be a problem. I can genuinely see that. So there you go. We got that going for us here. It happens, everybody.
yeah, for when I text, you know, I usually text like, oh, what's a common example of me using this? Like, oh, you know, like out during the very beginning of the outbreak or whatever, per se. Like, me and my sister would be like driving through, you know, town to see what was open. And so I would have to to get some food or something like that. And so I would text my mom, like if we went to a place where she had wanted to go and it was closed, I would say, oh, they're shut down. But also, to Caleb's point, the U and the I button are very close to each other.
Mm. Yeah, that's terrible.
So I almost had a very difficult conversation with my mom.
That's a problem. That is a problem. By the way, guys, are y'all getting, I'm just curious, is it just me? I'm done with all of this. You know, I'm just done with the virus. It's just, let's just get on with our lives, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's weird. It's getting weary at this point.
You wonder at what point people are going to just finally say, that's it. We're going to the games. We're going to the restaurants. We're going to the bars. We just don't care. We're just getting on with our lives.
I think there are people who have already done that.
Yeah. I just want to be able to go out and frolic in the fields in peace without a mask on.
Be sure to get video of that.
Yeah. How often do you – that's a good point. How often do you frolic through a field?
More often than you would think.
Okay. We don't judge here. We don't judge.
I learned something about Avery today.
That'll be a chapter – that could be a chapter in the memoir. We had a call screener once who frolicked in the woods. It's
did a wow. Did a bunch of singing animals come up and dress you for the day while you were out there? He's just living in a Disney movie.
Wait, should I tell my story about singing animals?
You have to now.
Yep.
So, you know, we were at doing a speech at Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. That's what they say. That's debatable. And so anyway, it's one of these things where, you know, it's all they put you up on the Disneyland property. And so I was speaking, you know, at they had this ballroom there, and it's the Grand Californian, and it's a beautiful, looks Bavarian themed hotel. It's beautiful. It's, you know, it's really nice. But when you walk in there, it really is like Chuck E. Cheese on crack cocaine. I mean, there are kids bouncing off of everything, which it should be because it's Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. I will say this. I didn't understand why they had these massive, massive bars in the lobby of the, like, you know, where you could sit down and order an adult libation. But then I realized in about 30 seconds why they had so many bars is because that's where the moms and dads were going.
Well, also, there are a lot of people that go to Disney that are adults. I like to go to Disney World.
A scary number. I'm just going to say that, a scary number. I saw more adults at Disneyland than I did kids.
No, a lot of people will do it as like an anniversary thing, like a lot of couples to do Disney.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, look, I'm it's not a thing. I was just making an observation that there were a lot of grown adults, you know, wearing Disney paraphernalia, walking around the park.
Yeah, I don't do the Disney paraphernalia. You will not see me in a pair of the mouse ears, but yeah. I do enjoy the park.
Mm-hmm. Some of the rides are fun. What about you? I bet Avery walks around. I bet he frolics in the woods with those mouse ears.
No, not with the mouse ears. They affect my aerodynamics. I can't reach top speed.
It's hard to frolic.
But yeah, I mean, like, the only thing I might wear at Disney or whatever is like a T-shirt or something like that, and it would be Star Wars
enough.
T-shirt.
And that's fair. You know, that's, again, I get it. So anyway, I was I was just exhausted because the problem, the big problem is, if you are going to Disneyland and you have a business, you're there for business. You just want to, you know, when you're going to eat a meal, you want to hop down there, get into the restaurant, eat your meal, and go back to doing what you're doing. That doesn't happen at Disneyland.
Yeah, it's not really how the system works.
No.
And they don't, I mean, you're better off finding a Waffle House because the food is, you know, it's just.
Really?
Because it's mass produced. At least the food at Disneyland.
You're talking about the standard, like, because there are two types of restaurants at Disney because they have the meal plan that separates it into two different things. There's just kind of the standard restaurants. They all kind of have the exact same menu, but they're themed different. And then you have, like, the real restaurants, but those are really expensive, though. That's the problem. So you can get, like, really good food at Disney. Actually, some of the best meals I've ever had have been at some restaurants at Disney, but those are pretty expensive.
I didn't go to those restaurants.
Yeah.
Clearly. So anyway, so I was just tired. You know, you're just tired. It was like 2 or 3 days, and it's like long lines to get wherever. And again, if you're going there on vacation, that's one thing. But if you're there for a business thing, that's, you know, it's a little different. So anyway, we get down to breakfast. And I thought, finally, you know, I'm able to sit down, enjoy a nice, quiet breakfast. Because it's been, you know, you have to fly down there. You know, you're taking the red eye, so from JFK to LAX. And then, you know, it's what, about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to Anaheim from LAX. You're exhausted. You haven't gotten any sleep. You want to finally sit down and enjoy a delicious hot breakfast. And all of a sudden, no sooner had I sat down, that the announcer comes on and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chip and Dale Breakfast Review." And I'll never forget this. I was midway through, you know, like eating the first bite of scrambled eggs, and the fork stopped, and I'm like, "Chip and Dale's at," and I was thinking, you know, the scantily clad dancers were about to come in, and I'm like, "What is this? Like, you know, the adult side of Disney."
Oof.
I didn't realize they were like animals, Chip and Dale.
Yeah, the chipmunks.
Yeah. Like full-on mascot costumes.
So out they come, and there's like all these other creatures, and they're in the full regalia, and they start dancing and frolicking about, just like Avery in the woods of North Georgia.
Music blaring and all that.
The music is blaring, and the kids go nuts. I mean, at that point, everybody was still basically asleep, and they were like zombies eating the eggs and the bacon. But when those, you know, when Chip and Dale, and is it like, just a brief aside here, which one's the dude and which one's the gal?
They're brothers, I believe.
Yeah,
they're guys.
Supposed to be brothers.
Oh. Oh, well,
yeah.
That makes – oh,
Chip and
so
Dale.
They're not like – okay, I thought it was like a diversity thing.
When I was a kid, they had a TV show, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. So they're not – so I thought – at first I thought, well, you know, one's a guy – but you couldn't tell because you're not going to go over and lift the tail. You know, that's
no.
Just
– no, and it's an awkward question to ask them in the middle of breakfast.
So, yeah, which one of you is the dude?
In the middle of a performance as well.
So have you two known each other long?
So it's not like some sort of a same-sex relationship. You're telling me they're brothers.
That, I believe that's the case, unless Disney's retconned that.
We don't judge. Yeah. So anyway, there they are dancing about the restaurant, and I'm sitting here going, geez, so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to eat the breakfast and be done with it. And then all of a sudden, it's like they had some sort of a radar because they're like, Wait a second. There's a man. He's the get off the lawn man, and he's eating his breakfast. We're going to go, and we're going to dance with this guy.
Oh, no.
Please tell me someone has video of this whole exchange.
There are. I'm not sure about video, but there are photographs. And so both of them, Chip and Dale, and some other creature, and I didn't know, it looked like Sylvester the Putty Cat, but I think that's a different cartoon series.
Yeah, it's Warner Brothers.
They came over, and they like start to, you know, they get me up, and I'm like, I just want to eat my eggs. That's all. I just want to eat the freaking scrambled eggs.
He's like, please.
And did they put the mouse ears on you?
No, but they did like dance, you know, this like they tried to, you know, do the Watusi or something, I don't know, the Bossa Nova, and we had to get a picture.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I just want to eat my eggs.
The guys in that costume were having so much fun messing with you.
Oh, you know they were.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell they were probably libs. You know, you can't say anything bad because it's Disneyland.
This is
the happiest place on earth.
He's eating his eggs, and we're going to make him not eat
his
eggs.
You can't make a scene in front of the kids. That's not kosher.
No.
So some of the staff came out. Normally, they send me out to these speaking engagements alone. But when it's at Disneyland or California, the staff all of a sudden the staff has to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Todd has these huge crowds, so he needs help. I don't think that's it. Anyway, as we were leaving the restaurant, the staff was like laughing, and they're like, "Todd, that was the funniest thing we've ever seen. That was brilliant." And I'm like, "Don't even start." I'm like, "Do not start." And they said, "But Todd, it's the happiest place on earth. It's the happiest place on earth."
Did you get their autograph?
No, they had paws. They didn't have thumbs.
Well, no, but they had a lot of them have the stamps because kids will take the autograph books and the ones with paws have stamps.
I'm not getting a tattoo. So you know what? I went over to the bar. I said, forget that. Just forget that. Give me a Baptist martini. Make it a double. Oh geez, Alou. All right, we got to take a break here. You see, I told you what were we talking about?
Avery tiptoeing through the tulips or frolicking the forest or something?
And the talking animals. So it was Avery's fault. We couldn't get to the story I was going to talk about. I just wanted to figure out who to cast blame to. So, all right, folks, got to take a break here. When we come back, I do want to go over a couple of real quick stories with you, including this voter fraud issue out of the state of Georgia. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Hey, Avery, turn on your microphone for just a moment.
Yes, sir.
One of our top fans on the Facebook page, one of our top fans.
Yes, I just saw this comment.
And her name is Tammy.
Yes.
She says, watch out for falling objects, Avery.
Yes. I will definitely be doing so, Tammy. Thank you for looking out for me.
Like you don't want to get hit with a pine cone. Those things can hurt. Holly says, Todd, when we were there talking about Disneyland, our server told us the way to tell Chip from Dale is that Chip has the brown nose, as in chocolate chip.
There's a joke there that I'm not going to make.
Good. Good job, Caleb.
Appreciate that. I think we all know where that was going. Maybe we should just do like a staff trip, and we could broadcast from Disneyland, and we could do the rides and everything.
Okay. We should take a vote, though. Disneyland or Disney World?
Yeah.
I've always been a Disney World guy.
Yeah, I'm good with Disney World. I haven't been since I was a kid. By the way, to tie in the Jaws trivia question, the grandparents, Grandma, Grandpa Starnes, Meemaw, and Papa, took all of the Starnes grandkids. I guess we were in probably grade school. Took all of us down to Walt Disney World, and we did SeaWorld, all that kind of stuff. They were actually filming, I believe it was Jaws 2, and they were actually filming down in Florida, and they had the Jaws, the shark.
The mechanical shark. Mm-hmm.
The mechanical shark, which was only the first half of the shark. That was it.
Right.
That was nothing else. And that was pretty cool.
Apparently, that was a really hard thing to film because having a mechanical shark actually operating under the water and then out of the water was really hard.
Yeah.
It's just like a little tiny person, like on a bicycle or something. There you go. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. By the way, this news just coming in. Remember the big Twitter hack? Everybody's Twitter accounts got hacked, and they had to shut down all the blue checkmark crowd. So according to The Verge, early this morning, the FBI, IRS, and Secret Service arrested a 17-year-old in Tampa, Florida, and accusing him of being the mastermind of the Twitter hack. So you're telling me that a 17-year-old kid hacked the accounts of President Obama and Joe Biden and Bill Gates and Elon Musk. currently in jail. The 17-year-old charged with over 30 felonies.
Hacking Joe Biden's account might not be that difficult. He's probably, his password's probably password or something.
One. That's a good point.
Joe 30330.
Joe 2020. By the way, so this survey, Monmouth University, we're going to get into some of this next week. You know, President Trump got a lot of flack, and he sort of qualified his comment about whether or not we should delay the election. He was wanting to bring attention to the fact that there is a big issue of voter fraud, and he's absolutely right. So Monmouth University, that was yesterday. Today, Monmouth University releases a new poll from the state of Georgia, and they asked Georgians how concerned were they about voter fraud and whether or not people could possibly manipulate the mail-in ballots. 70% of Georgians, 70% say they are concerned about voter fraud. That's a huge number. But what else does that tell us? Well, it tells us that what President Trump was tweeting about is what all the rest of us were thinking about. And this is a big issue. As we said yesterday, for whatever reason, the graveyards, the cemeteries, they go Democrat every election cycle without fail. We don't know why, but that's the way it goes. So you got to pay very, very close attention to this, folks. I'm not kidding. They are going to try to by whatever way possible this election, and we cannot let him do it. We got to hold him accountable. We've also got to hold Barack Obama. This guy, what a sleazy thing he did. Attacking our police officers, attacking the Trump administration, comparing them to civil rights era racist at a funeral for a dead man. I mean, come on, please. So look, we're gonna follow the developments there and the fallout as well, and also what's happening with the China virus. Folks, there is no end in sight, and the question is, how far are we going to allow ourselves to be played here? That's the big question. Look, got to get out of here. It's been a great show. I want to thank JP, our show Booker, Avery, Caleb. It's been a great, great week. Folks, you get out there. Have a great Friday. Whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend. This is the Todd Stern Show.